Tuesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're up to Kuf Yutes. I can tell them, Kuf Yutes. Come tomorrow night to the 62nd Varalocha and hear how much matzah you have to eat and how much wine you have to drink. Sif Dalid and Simon Kuf Yutes. Achakach Mosgen Kol Sheni. Fatino Ksholel Manishtano. And if he doesn't ask you, smack him. Say, ask your questions. Didn't you learn it in school? If you mean Tino Gishol Benachar Obito Chavero Ishto, because Chazal wanted the teaching of the Seder night to be done through the Socratic method. Am I right about that? Or questions and answers? Socratic? Isn't that called the Socratic method? Where you ask questions and you get answers. And then you eat the meal. It's an I'm not sure if the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch means it, but the tzura of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim really should be, ideally, or I don't know, it could be, I'm not sure if it's ideal, maybe it's even ideal, but it certainly could be that the person leading the Seder reads the Haggadah and explains it and talks and everybody else listens. Now they're also being Mekayim Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I don't think you need Shomea Ka'on. It's not like Megillus Esther that everybody has to read it and the person reading it is Motzi, the people listening. And I don't think that's not the dynamic. That's not what's going on. There's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim going on in this Chabura. How? By one person telling the story and the other people listening. So everybody's doing Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Some as the Mesaprim and some as the Mesuparim. I think that's pretty clear in the Achronim, but that's how it works. So that's why he says the person leading the Seder should explain the Haggadah to the people listening.
So they don't need to read along?
They don't, according to what I'm saying, they don't need to. Certainly the minig is that they do. And certainly in Eretz Yisrael, where everybody has a very good working knowledge of Hebrew, so they could certainly read along and automatically they'll understand what it says, so they should. And again, this is where Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is very, very difficult. We're not quite sure what to do. Should we read this Medrashim about these animals, that, you know, about the Makos and about this? We're not quite sure. Like the Haggadah, if you look at the Haggadah, it's very hard. You know, Avodah Minu Falah B'Mitzrayim, you have the first paragraph. So, then you go right away into it's just talking about Leilos. And then you get to the, you lurch along and it doesn't say Arbabonim Dibra Torah and everybody's saying Chetlach and pieces of Torah and like there's no secret, it's just time going on yet. And then all, so, and then you get to Mechem, you wake up. Wake up. And you're not quite sure what to do. Like when are you supposed to be Mesapi Tias Mitzrayim? This is something I've grappled with for decades in my life. Like exactly, like what are you supposed to do? When are you supposed to do it? To say, okay, the Esamakas. Everybody's going, Dom, Tzardaya, King, like, this is a club. So that's why I have these recommended Svarim, prepared before, and you sort of figure out what you're going to do and how you're going to keep people's interest. So, I mean, by now I'm an old man already. Like, so sometimes you'll stress the philosophical, the hashkafic ideas behind Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like the story, I don't know, it's kind of, we know the story already. Right? As it says, so what are you supposed to say? The Medrash said that they gave birth to 6 children at once. I don't know, is that Yetzias Mitzrayim? And some say 60, and some say 600,000. And then we already know the Maral starts saying, well, it's not, it doesn't really mean that. Literally, it means this, it means that. So you could buy the book. I didn't put people ask me why I didn't put on the list the book Let My Nation Go. It's them, because I really don't think that the, it's a personal opinion. It doesn't work for me. It's just a compilation of the Midrashim in English, and most of them are fantastic, in the real meaning of the word fantastic. And I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me. I like that other book, you know, the book about the fiction. You know, it tells the story. But you can't do that the night of the Seder. You're not going to start there reading that book. Yeah, I always felt the real way to do Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim is to close the Agado, take out Chumash Shmos, and read Shmos Ve'era and Bo and Bishalach till we have to Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the story of Tzias Mitzrayim. There were a few years when I was younger where I fulfilled, I think I tried, Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim called Halayla, as I learned those parshas with Malbim, with the Chavrusa, and we learned. Really, we didn't get too far. But we did, like that. That's how we did, like Sipi and Tzias Mitzrayim Balayla, like Kol Halayla. We would take out a Chumash and read it with Malbim. That would be Sipi and Tzias Mitzrayim. It's very hard to turn the Haggadah into Sipi. It's really hard. You don't know where, when, what. Meanwhile, you don't have that much time. And you're not sure where to do it. So you do it when they darshan, you know, the parshas Bikurim. Yod Chazokos or whatever. Anyway, it needs a lot of preparation to do it properly. And with all these thousands of Haggadahs out there, the overwhelming majority of them have no shaykhs. So you find a few things. 20, 30 years ago, I found a sefer that, you know, it says each makkah was made up of four makkahs. Dever, Cherem, Mishlachas Malach, Eroim. So I found a sefer written by a Rishon, a Kadmon, that explains each one. In other words, what were the four or five that were in Dam? What were the four or five that were in Tzfardeya? What were the four or five that was in Kinim? So at least there, like that's like that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be. And some years you want to talk about the ideas, the Hashkafa, about Hashem and about Emunah. Very difficult mitzvah. And the more strong you are in the Haggadah, the harder it gets. Then the kids, you know. No waste of time with the kids.
Is it a din per se to be Goris, like the actual Haggadah word for word? In addition to your.
What do you mean? Like it's not like Kriya Shema that you have to say every word. You know, what's the alternative? To fall asleep?
Like, I don't know. I'm just skipping. I don't know.
I was serious. What's the alternative? Laziness and skip a couple paragraphs. So you say it. It's the Haggadah. Chazal and Misakin to say the Haggadah. But if, you know, if it comes out in the way you're saying it, that you're skipping, so okay, you skip. Anyway, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch describes, some years I did that, and I stopped, I think I stopped doing that already. Pretty much I still do it, I think. I don't know, the family changes already too, now I have a lot of married children, so. There was a tkufa where I made everybody be quiet, and I read the whole Haggadah, I prepared before, and I said what I said, and it took like 2 hours. Like I did the whole thing in 2 hours, from Avodah Mayinu till after Dayenu. I did it in 2 hours, which was not bad, but I had everybody cowed into silence, and I did that for a good couple of years. I still basically do that, really.
What's the whole idea of singing?
Alright, singing is nice.
I mean, we get to Haggadah and we sing Avodah Mayinu, and then we
do.
Read, and then
you
sing.
Avodah Mayinu, how you do? I wrote it for you. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, how long does that take? Like 32 seconds.
No idea.
32 seconds.
But What is it? A minhag? Is it a? I think it's when we skip it's, some, we read it some more, and then we sing more, and then we read it, and then we sing manishtan.
It's tradition. Tradition. You know that song? It's tradition. Well, we live by our tradition. The Gandhi Asmoin, he doesn't even know what I'm talking about. You don't either. Fiddle out the roof. The Gam Batsmoin, and even Loshana Kodesh, Yom Mitoch Otsko, Shiyam Perish Ashkenaz, Ulacher Kol Piska, Yom Blushkin Ashkenaz. Don't worry, say it in German. No mitzvah to say it in Hebrew, say it in German. That I learned from my father, Olav Shalom. That when he got up to Rabbi Gamliel, that's what my father did. Everybody had to be quiet, and he was the only one, and he read the whole piece of Gamliel Hayomer, and the whole Pesach and the whole Matzah Moror. He read it and he explained it in his broken English because he was talking to us. So he would say it in English. He would, pretty funny. But he made a valiant attempt. And he read all the thing. And after he finished, we would read it over. Even though we didn't have to, really. But we did, because you don't feel like skipping. Hello, this better be an emergency. Is the house on fire? It's duty dropped it off. For me, I'll explain when I get home. Goodbye. Yes, it's probably from duty. I'm in the middle of learning. I call up. Do you have a cell phone? Ask him if that's him. I'm pretty sure it is. So that's it. He didn't have time. Yeah. It's for me. It's for me. It's for people in the shul. It's machine chabura matzis. Okay, bye. Now this year everybody has a new tune for Tifa Shamda. Right?
I have no idea what it is.
You better learn it. You only have a week left to learn it. No, this year everybody gonna sing the other one, Shweki's. Shweki. Everybody's gonna sing Shweki's Yishamda. You better learn it. You're not Yotze. Oh, okay. You're not gonna be Yotze if you don't learn it. Klal Yisrael has been kone anu v'hishamda. In Chasas HaMatzos, when you pick up the kos, whenever you do something that's like sort of shira, you pick up the kos because you want to say shira alayayim. So you pick up the kos, and whenever you pick up the kos, you're going to cover the matzos. Benotos lachos b'yedeim v'omer b'hishamda ad miyodam, and then you take the matzos because you should uncover the matzahs when you say the Haggadah. One of the interpretations of Lechem Oni is Lechem She'onim Olav Dvorim Harbe, that you say the Haggadah sort of over the matzahs, in conjunction with the matzahs. Just like you say Kiddush over wine, and you bench over wine, so you say the Haggadah over matzah. That's according to most Mefarshim. You take the matzah, the broken matzah, we pick up both matzahs, all matzahs, we don't know what to do, so we just uncover the matzah. By then, you're waiting for Shulchan Aruch anyway. And you pick up the matzah and you say matzah zu, and by moror zu, you pick up the moror. And when you say Pesach zu, you don't pick up the zroah because you don't want to make it look like you're actually saying it is a korban Pesach. And then you say Lefikach, and that's already Shira again. So you cover the matzahs and you hold the kos. And you're really, ideally, supposed to hold the kos from Lefikach until all the two paragraphs of Hallel that you say, and the Bracha Asher Golam of the Golas of the Seinu. And welcome on the kos Baruch Priya Gothan. B'Shelsim B'Asei B'Smol. Okay, Mechemi, how you doing? Baruch Hashem. Baita. We'll learn more. We gotta sell chalas more often. Achakach roichsin yudeihem, you then wash your hands again, and you make on the tilish yudoyim. Mavorech hamotzi, what is it? Hello? That's wonderful, but I'm going to have to ask you to call me back in a half hour. I'm in the middle of giving a shiur now. Okay, bye bye. I got like 18 people calling me back at 10 o'clock. Baruch Hamotzi al Amatzus. Well, the fish of Yom Tov Tzorach Liftzoal Shnei Kikor Shleimos. You have to. You need two shleimim. I mean, this is a different sheetus, of course. This is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Paskening that you need two shleimo, two whole loaves of something for Yom Tov meal. But the mitzvah of achilas matzah is to eat from a prusa, because that's another interpretation of lechem oni, that the bread is broken; it's not a full piece. Darkei shaloni beprusa. So when you make hamotzi, you are holding all three matzahs. You're holding the two, the top one, and the bottom one, and the middle one. You make hamotzi. You then let the bottom one drop, and you make halachilas matzah on the top one and the middle one. Now, really, you're making on the middle one, but there are some Rishonim that hold that you're making al achilas matzah on the top one, and that's why you're holding the top one also. And you take a kazayas of the
what?
It's not brought down to make it tonight. You hold both? You hold both? And you take a kazayas from the top one and the kazayas of the next one. The Bir Alok has an issue with this and discusses the intricacies of a Tanai and why do you have to bother, but this is what it says. You take a kazayas from the top one, a kazayas from the middle one, and you eat it. Now, it's very rare that you can give your Bnei Bayis a kazayas from the top one and a kazayas from the middle one, and therefore you don't. Well, maybe you do, you give them a little piece. They, once they're not eating a kazayas of the top one and a kazayas of the middle one, they just have to eat a kazayas. No reason for them to eat two kazayas. But as we'll see tomorrow night in the Dvar Halacha, there's no practical difference. Because people that only eat one kazayas should eat the bigger sheer kazayas. And the people that are eating two kazayas only need eat two small kazayas. So two small kazayasim equals one big kazayas. So everybody's, anyway, ends up in the same boat and ends up eating the same amount of matzah. Okay. Lately we give, you know, you have these things, you measure the matzah. You could do it before the Seder. You could prepare it before. Give everybody their matzah before. They'll wash, they'll have their pre-cut, prefab matzahs. If you can't eat it at one time, it says, Mikra Adin, you're supposed to eat them both and chew them all at once. Well, you can't do it. You can drink in the middle, okay. What? You could drink a water. You would drink water to help you, if you need it to help you.
You can get it down in 2 minutes.
You can
have water.
Yep, so drink water.
Is
that
preferable to drink water and get enough? Yes, water and get enough.
Nah, I don't know. 2 minutes, yeah? 3 or 4 minutes. 2 minutes is like a very chumradika shita. Yeah. Have 3 or 4 minutes. Okay, let's talk.